there's a rock and roll guitarist putting some new ideas into the minds of Nashville children, specifically teenage girls. WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has the story.
Please stand up and rock out with us. A request.
We can't do it on our own.
Rocking outness.
That's Nashville rocker Jesse Zazu on stage. Red pants, red blazer, red guitar. She waved the girls to their feet because her gritty band, Those Darlins, had a new song ready. And what a perfect audience to hear about the lack of respect for women in music. Women like Zazu, who play the guitar.
Okay, everybody. All right, here we go.
There is the line in the song where it says, I was looking for the guitar queens, and out of all them good old guitar picking boys, none of them boys was me. If you look at Guitar World, you'll find a lot more girls who are straddling a guitar than you will find playing a guitar.
But if any venue could make the lyrics of her song feel obsolete, it's at the Southern Girls Rock Camp. Zazu ended up feeling a little weirded out singing it for a group of girls who had seen nothing but female musicians for almost a week. She backtracked afterward to make sure the song's call to action was clear.
Now, we're going to change that, right? There are going to be a lot of guitars, girls in Guitar World, right? Okay, we're changing it right here, right now.
At camp, the girls choose an instrument, make up band names, think Glitter Bomb or the Atomic Flying Elbows, and they design rock and roll t-shirts. Zazu, who is 25, teaches screen printing and guitar. She's passing on the same skills and swagger that she learned at Girls Rock Camp back when she was just 12. She had frizzy brown hair that made her look like a feral child. Or like a heavy metal drummer.
They put a commercial out on like public television. And I remember there was like a band, it showed a Converse foot just going, and there was a band, you know, and then it said Southern Girls Rock and Roll Camp, you know, whatever. I mean, it was like what I needed in my life.
She insisted on learning every instrument as she came back to camp year after year. By age 17, she was touring and teaching sessions. She's been back 9 times as an alumni. Camp director Sarah Bandy said Zazu exudes an empowering rowdiness, which the girls encounter on day one.
Girls aren't often told to take up space and be loud. The very first thing we do when girls come to camp is we have scream circle. So we all make a circle and we hold hands and we go girl by girl and scream as loud as we can, like just like the biggest tiger scream that you possibly can.
Well, I played guitar before, but it was like sounded horrible. So I came to this camp.
That's 11-year-old Michaela Wizenum, a beginner in Zazu's class who has the requisite ripped-up jeans and a bit of insecurity.
Like, whenever I'm stuck, she, like, helps me and then, like, kind of gives me courage to do it in front of people. So she's, like, really nice, too.
Zazu had been teaching Michaela one of the anthems of the Riot Girl movement.
We're doing a Joan Jett I Love Rock and Roll song.
Did you know that song before?
Yeah, I listened to it. I jammed to it yesterday. It was so awesome.
But what they're going to find out when they leave this camp is that we are the minority still.
Jesse Zazu.
And that, like, it's really important for them to keep doing what they're doing. And that's the whole point of this whole camp, is, like, stick to your guns, because if you do, you hang in there, you know, like, you're going to pave the way for other girls.
That's what Zazu is doing. But she still sings about how hard it is to change Guitar World. She figures if she can give her students a bit of protective armor, then they can join her. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.
Use your mind, you'll do fine, 'cause I raised you to be a Nashville star.